朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
常常你不能再爱主，不想再爱主，不肯再付代价，不肯再来聚会了。
It stopped you from loving the Lord. It stopped you from pursuing the Lord. It stopped you from coming to meetings with God.
我们每一个人的巨人不一见得一样的。
Every single one of our giants, they may not be the same.
但是共同点就是他不让你往前，他不让你继续往上。
But the commonality is that this giant will hinder you from moving forward in the ways of God, hinder you from ascending.
不能在神的应许，在神的路上继续往前。
You cannot move in the promises of God.
我们的生命不能够继续有突破，能够达到该有的高峰和境界。
Your life cannot have a breakthrough to attain to the place where God desires you to be.
所以这是希伯伦战争很重要的一件事情。
This is the criticality to this battle at Hebron.
所以在《生命记》第九章的时候，当然我今天的经文没有列全部哈。圣经上告诉我们，亚纳族人是又高又大的。
And the scripture tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 9 that the descendants of the Anakim, they're giants, they're huge people.
不仅仅讲到这些人大。
And not only are they giants,
他们的城广大坚固，高得顶天，他们的城也高。
But their cities are great and fortified up to the heavens.
然后众人共同有的经验都说谁能够在亚纳族人面前站立得住。
And the common saying of all the people is that who can stand before the descendants of Anak?
当然不是每一个人都有这样子的经历，但是我相信有很多人会在你的试探，在你的巨人面前讲同样的话。
And although not everyone would say the same thing, but I do believe that many people do say, have this experience. I can't stand before my giants.
这个网络色情，我真的没办法，我胜不过。
The pornography online, I can't overcome that temptation.
工作上的要求压力，我真的没办法应付了。
The pressure at work, I don't know how to deal with that.
我们有很多很多，甚至我们里面 有很多的惰性懒惰，可能都让我们不想往前。
And perhaps even our laziness, the faults of our characters that hinders us from moving forward.
或是你很想爱主，很想往前，周围的人事物好像都跟你反对，让你觉得太累了，我不想。
And maybe you have a heart to love the Lord, you want to go further, but the people around you, the things around you, it just makes you so tired that you can't move.
那么底下我们再看这个经文啊。
And we're going to continue to look at the Word of God.
这是在我们买会所的时候，神特别给我们的应许啊，《民数记》十三章。
And these are the words that God has promised us as we were going through the process of purchasing this property.
三十到三十三节啊，我们先看前面吧。加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。”
Verse 30 says, Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome.
但那些和他同去的人说，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
And then the people responded, but the men who had gone up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, but they are stronger than we.
跳到三十三节，我们在那里看见亚纳族人就是伟人，据我们看自己就如蚱蜢一样，据他们看我们也是如此。
And they continued and said, There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight.
好，我们先看两个 slide。
And I want to ask you to take a look at these two slides.
右边有一个是从这个号角是吧？还是哪里？在录的，他们在那里考古学挖出了以前那么大的一个人头骸骨。
There's a skeleton that was excavated. Many years ago.
那另外一个图呢是最小的那个，对不起哈，还是刚那个最矮最小的就是一般人的 size。
And the picture on the left all the way to the left, the height of that person is the average height of a human being.
就六尺哈，对不起，我还没有那么高。
It's about 6 feet tall. I'm not quite that tall.
然后有十二尺的、十八尺的、二十四尺的、三十尺的、三十六尺的。
It goes up to 36 feet tall, all the way to the right.
你会说，难道有三十六尺的人吗
？You said really there are 36 feet tall giants?
已经是快要五个姚明高了。
And there are five height of the 姚明。
够可怕了。
And dreadful, right?
然后这些探子，十个探子回来报信说什么
？And these ten spies, they came back. What did they say?
他说：“据我们看，自己好像蚱蜢。
And the way we look at ourselves, we're like grasshoppers.
据他们看也是这样。
And they see us the same way.
所以我挑了一只蚱蜢，放大让你们知道那是蚱蜢啊。
And so I found a picture of a grasshopper, enlarged it, and show you the scale.
当它跳到这个勇士脚边，只有那么小一点点，我必须框起来，不然你们看不到。
And this grasshopper, when it hops over to this warrior, right next to his foot, you begin to see the contrast.
所以你可以看得出来，一个正常的 warrior 大概。比蚱蜢高六十倍到一百倍。
And you say a man of average height is about 60 times taller than a grasshopper.
刚刚我们说的一个人正常人像我这样子的话，我们算不是像我这样，我说平均人的身高算一米七好了哈，五尺七寸。
And let's say the average height of a person is 5'7".
你如果把它乘以六十倍的话
，If you multiply by 60,
啊，你就是把一点七米乘以六十倍，就表示这一个，我们如果像蚱蜢，就是那个巨人应该一百公尺高。
And this description of this exactly as they have described it, then the enemy would be 100 meters tall.
应该一百公尺高。
100 meters tall.
那你想，于弟兄。你为什么给我这个数字？你们猜我为什么要给你这个数字
？He said, "Pastor, why did you give me such a number? Why did I give you such a number?"
有没有人想到
？Anybody ever thought of that?
想到我中午便当分你一半。
I'll give you half of my lunch today if you come. If you get the answer right.
难处是真的。
The difficulty is real.
巨人是真的。
The giants are real.
但是你不要去强化你的难处，夸张我们的难处。
But do not enlarge your difficulties and enlarge these giants.
明明蚱蜢跟这个人，怎么可能？巨人怎么可能高到一百公尺
？How is it possible that these giants would be 100 meters tall?
你就算看到了巨人，你也不需要回来。把消息报得这么可怕，让整个以色列百姓心都软掉了。
Even if you did see giants, you need not come back with such terrible news that entire people of God would be terrified.
你自己存着不幸的恶心，然后回来报恶讯，然后你自己得到了悲惨的结果，被神击杀。
A heart of disbelief, and you bring back a news of disbelief and cause all the people to fail.
十二个探子。
12 spies.
看到的亚纳族人都是一样的。
And they saw the same giants.
十二个探子。
These 12 giants.
看到的迦南美地都是一样的。
And they saw the beauty of the land of Canaan.
十二个探子。
These 12 spies.
所信的神都是一样的。
They believed exactly the same God.
十二个探子。
The 12 spies.
所得到的应许都是一样的。
And the promises that were given to them were exactly the same.
但是十个不仅报恶讯，而且夸张的仇敌的力量。
But these of the 12, 10 of them gave the bad news, but they magnified their enemy.
不仅仅造成了自己被击杀，也让神的百姓那天大得罪神，这么多人被击杀。
And not only were they slain, but the people that were unbelieved were also slain.
但是加勒和约书亚却不是这样。
But Joshua and Caleb, they were not slain.
知道神与我们同在，他说他们是我们的食物。
And they know the Lord God is with them, so they said they will be our food.
我们立刻上去。我们足能得胜。
Let's go up immediately. We are more than able to overcome.
对，弟兄姊妹，今天关键不在于你的生活或是道路上有没有难处，有没有巨人。
Brothers, it's not a matter of whether you have difficulties or giants in your life.
而是我们到底是透过神 和他的应许来看这些呢？还是我们透过难处来看神？
Do you see these giants through the eyes of God, through the promises of God, or do you look at it through your difficulties?
当你透过难处来看神的时候，难处越变越大。
When you look at your difficulties of itself, it magnifies, it grows, and it gets bigger and bigger.
它不仅仅让我们不能往前，而且让我们得罪的神。
Not only does it hinder you from moving forward, but you actually offend God.
当我们透过神来看这些难处的时候，
When you look at these difficulties through the eyes of God,
加勒能够说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
You can say, as Caleb said, let's go up immediately, we are more than able to overcome.
弟兄姊妹，我非常非常感谢神带领我们这一个小小的教会，什么都不懂，什么都不成熟的人打这场仗。
Brothers, I really, really thank God for leading us, the small church that really did not know very much, to be engaged in this particular battle.
我们买这个会所的时候，神就是把这句话赐给我们，立刻上去得那地，足能得胜。
We're about to purchase this property. These were the words that the Lord has given us. Go up immediately. You're more than able to overcome.
我记得那时候于师母是在祷告的 committee 里面。他给我们提出了有三大巨人要去面对。
And I remember in our prayer committee, there were three giants that we were facing at the time.
我们怎么样子先得到市政府的许可，让我们把它改，把这个工业地改成教会。
And how do we receive the permit where the city will allow us to transform this R&D facility into a place of gathering?
然后我们去能够争取到合约，让卖方愿意卖给我们。那时候听说 FBI, UPS 很多公司都来抢这个地方。
And then that we would be able to get the deal that the seller would be willing to sell to us. There are many, many more desire buyers.
第三个巨人是get the money, 怎么样子得到这七百万。
And the third giant is how do we get the money, the $7 million in the
purchase. 我们教会才一百多个人，从哪里来这笔天文数字？
We are only about 100 some odd people in this congregation. How do we come to this sum of money?
我跟你说，今天如果我说这块地八亩地七百万，抢破头都来买，对不对？
And if I tell anybody this 8 acres is on sale for $7 million, people will rush to this place to buy it.
今天在 Silicon Valley 那么烂的房子，跟我年纪一样大。可能都要150万到200万。
And some homes that are as old as I am, they're about $1.5 million.
但是那时候对我们是巨人，我们哪里来这个钱
？And in those days, these things were giants to us. Where did the money come from?
弟兄姊妹，是我们真的不懂得征战，但是神在这里教我们征战。
But since we did not know what warfare was, but God was teaching us how to battle.
所以那时候有人问我们说，为什么要立刻上去？
So people have asked, why do we need to go up immediately?
当时很多人不太明白。
And there are a lot of people, there's some people that did not understand.
现在至少两件事情让我们明白。
There are two things, in hindsight, we come to know.
等到我们拿到 permit, 拿到 CUP 以后，市政府当天就开会，以后 Santa Clara 再也不准把任何的 warehouse 改成教会。
And the moment that we got our permit, the contingency usage permit, the city made a statute that no other R&D facility will be converted into a place of assembly.
我们是最后一个。
We're the last one.
在我们之后，好几个教会，甚至比我们大、有钱的教会，想要效法我们，通通进不来。
There are many, many churches that came and wanted advice from us on how to move forward. None of them were able to get the authorization from the city.
第二个原因。
The second reason.
谁晓得这块地会涨价涨得这么快
？Who knew that the land here would increase value so drastically？
如果神今天呼召我们来买这块地的话，我们连更不敢想的。
And if the Lord called us to come and purchase this property today, it's even harder for us to imagine.
怎么可能七百万买得下这块地
？How is it possible that we could purchase this property for $7 million？
弟兄姊妹，神在这里训练我们去面对所有的仇敌啊
！My brothers and sisters, the Lord was training us how to face our giants.
从我们人来看，巨人有大巨人、小巨人。
And from our own perspective, there are small giants, there are big giants.
从神的角度来看 ，nothing is impossible. 对他从来没有难成的事情。
From God's perspective, nothing is impossible.
大山呐，你算得了什么？你在所罗巴伯面前要成为平地。
Mountains, what are you that in the face of Jerubbaal you will be a plain?
所以在属灵生命的成长上，或是属灵道路往前去的时候，一定有仇敌，甚至有巨人。
And in the progression of our spiritual journey, we will always encounter giants.
只有当我们不信的时候，他才会来阻挡我们，才会来伤害我们。
Only when in the time of unbelief will these giants be able to resist and to stop us.
所以当他们把亚纳族人赶走，圣经上告诉我们，亚纳族三个族长占领了希伯伦。
And when they drove out these giants, the descendants of Anak, we know that there are three particular tribes that are holding this place.
好，我刚刚前面借用了大卫跟哥利亚的图哈，这是一个人对一个巨人。
And I use the illustration between David and Goliath.
但是现在加勒他们所面对的是一个族的亚纳族人。一大堆三个族长，你想有多少亚纳族人
？And the people that now Caleb has to face are three particular tribes, three tribes of giants.
而且加勒决定不是只有一个人去得这块地，他的同伴、他的同族人跟他一起打。
I know Caleb is not the only one that went to fight, but his people, his tribe came and fought with him.
所以我们个人要做得胜者，但是所有得胜的目的、经历都是为了教会、为了身体的。
And we individually, we need to be overcomers, we need to experience victory, but all those victories are for the body of Christ, for the church as a whole.
所以你看到希伯伦有三个族长。最尊大的亚纳族人，而且最强的三个族长守着。
And there are three leaders of these tribes, the strongest of the Anakims. They were holding this place.
所以你告诉我们，越是宝贵的属灵产业和祝福，仇敌越是不甘心给我们。
The more precious the property, the enemies will not relent in terms of giving it to us easily.
你看下一张图哈。
Look at the next picture.
那个左边是。落叶，下面是垃圾。
And the upper left is leaves falling on the ground, and below it is just garbage.
二十多年前，有一个人要结婚，说要弄我们家后院，我不晓得看中哪一点。
Twenty some years ago, somebody wanted to use our backyard to conduct their wedding ceremony. I don't know.
而且他挑十一月下旬，落叶最多的时候，我们家门口有三棵大树，那个不是我们家，只是满地都是落叶。
And it was in the month of November, the leaves were falling. That's not a picture of my house, but the leaves were everywhere.
我已经扫了六七大袋那种30 gallon 的袋子，但是风一吹又下来了。
And I tried to clean up the yard for the wedding, and there were six, seven large garbage bags, and whenever the wind comes, more leaves were falling.
为什么没有人来偷我的树叶呢？
How come nobody came to steal my leaves?
摆在门口，我就算插个牌子 free to take, 没有人拿。
I put those bags out in front of the house, even if I put a sign that is for free, nobody will take it.
不然没有人会把树叶跟垃圾放到这个运钞票车子里面。
And nobody's ever going to take these fallen leaves and put it in an armor truck, right?
更不会放在银行那个保险箱，一层又一层的保险箱里面。
And then whenever I put it inside the safe after one gate or after one lock and another.
因为它不值钱。
Because it's not worth anything.
没有价值。
It has no value.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌当然是货。
Brothers and sisters, our enemy knows what's valuable.
你要爱世界，爱什么他根本不在乎，去拿去拿，尽量拿。
If you want to love the world, anything you want from the world, go ahead, have it.
但是我们想要追求属灵的东西，他就一层一层守着，不让我们拿。
But whenever you desire spiritual things, he will now put up his guards and say, "No, I will not allow you to have it."
所以弟兄姊妹得到了神给我们上好的祝福，我们里面才有真正的安息和满足。
But just when we have the very best from the Lord God, then we will truly have rest.
最后一个点，讲到加勒跟希伯伦，我还是提一下好了。
At the very last point concerning Caleb and Hebron.
加勒他这一生刚才讲过整个的心都向往希伯伦。
Caleb, his entire life was longing for Hebron.
所以当他到了85岁的时候
When we came to the age of 85,
他跑来找约书亚。
And he came to Joshua.
他说当初他们来探迦南地的时候神应许要把这块地给他摩西也答应了。
You remember the day when we were spies and we came back and Moses also promised to me that Hebron is going to be mine?
他说这45年来我那个时候力量如何现在还是如何。
He said, these 45 years, as my strength was then, so is my strength now.
所以你稍微注意一下中间的不同。
And you come and discover the difference here.
85岁。
He's 85 years old.
减45。
Minus 45.
40, 85减40是45对不对
,85 minus 40, I'm sorry, it's 45 years old, right?
然后45再减到38年在旷野。
And then 45, you take away 38 years in the wilderness.
剩下多少
?How many years is left?
7年。
7 years.
所以换句话说一进了迦南地以后。
And in another word, the moment they enter into Canaan,
迦勒虽然很向往去打希伯伦，但是他先陪着神的百姓南征北讨，帮助他们得产业。
And so when they enter into Canaan, he saw the beauty of Hebron, but he went north and south to fight with the people to lay hold of inheritance.
这是一个宽大伟大的生命。
He's got a heart that is very, very wide, a life that is very broad.
他陪着弟兄们去打他们的天下。
He went with his brothers to go and conquer the land.
让他们先得着，先承受神要给他们的祝福。
That they may first receive the inheritance that God has for them.
最后回来才来打自己的。
And then he comes back to fight for what belongs to him.
第二件事情，
Secondly,
他整个属灵力量能够这样子不断的更新，以至于能够持守住原来的力量。
The reason why he's able to renew and sustain his spiritual strength.
属灵的生命是不长一定退的。
At the spiritual life, if you're not growing, you will always fall back.
所以他在主的面前不断的更新他自己里面跟神的关系。
So every single day he continues to renew his relationship with God.
其实他还没有进希伯伦，他已经活在希伯伦的境界。
I want to say before he even entered into the land of Hebron, he was already living.In the realm of Hebron.
他说看到我现在已经八十五岁了。
He says, look, I'm 85 years old right now.
他说我还是强壮。
But I'm still strong.
像摩西，哇，你真的好 strong. 像摩西打发我去的那一天。
Just like the day when we went and fought with Moses.
无论是征战是出入，我力量那是如何，现在还是如何。
As we were going out, as we were coming in, as my strength then, so is my strength now.
我现在年纪大了，我就越来越佩服迦勒。
And the older that I get, I really admire Caleb.
因为所有跟力有关的，我全部都在 drop。
Everything that has to do with strength, I am diminishing.
我的 vision, 我的听力，我的注意力，我的记忆力，我的体力，通通都在 drop.
My vision, my eyes, my hearing, everything, my focus, my attention, everything is diminishing.
看到迦勒说他八十五岁了，他的力量跟那个时候一模一样。
But Caleb says my strength now as 85 is the same as when I was 40.
什么东西能够让他维持这样子的力量？
What allowed him to sustain his strength?
秘诀在于我无论是征战，无论是出是入。
Rather in battle, rather in going out or coming in.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我们在征战里面，我们会祷告，我们会彼此勉励，我们会把力量 build up.
And when we're in the middle of a battle, we will pray, we will huddle around each other to build up our strength.
但是频繁的出跟入。也是一样的力量，这才是挑战。
But in our ordinary days, when we go out, when we come in, as if nothing is happening, and our strength is the same, that is the challenge.
如何处理危机，如何面对艰难，显出一个人的智慧和能力。
And how do we face and how do we deal with our crisis? It reveals that one's wisdom.
但是你如何处平凡，却显出了这个人的生命。
And how do you deal with your ordinary days? Reveals the life within the person.
显出了他跟神的关系。
Reveals the relationship he has with God.
我要再说啊，你如何面对危机，如何处理你的艰难，显出了你的智慧，你的能力。
And again, I will say this: how you deal with difficulties and crises reveals your wisdom.
但是如何面对你最平凡？的生活，的显出我们的生命，还有跟神的关系。
But how you deal with the most ordinary days of your life reveals your life and your relationship with God.
上次我引用那个老姊妹的话，她说：“有人休息，休息得很美；有人休息，休息得很丑。”
And there's an elderly sister that once says, "There are those who rest and they rest beautifully, and there are some who rest and they rest looking like they're really ugly."
有人忙，忙得很美；有人忙，忙得很丑。
Some people when they're busy, they still look very beautiful.Beautiful as they're busy, but some people when they're busy, they look very, very ugly.
但是迦勒无论征战，无论出，无论入，他说我那个时候力量如何，我还是一样。
But Caleb, he says, whether going out or coming in, however, the strength that I had back then, I'm still strong now.
这是枝子连于葡萄树最好的一个见证。
This is the best example illustration of the branches and the vine.
最后我们讲到他整个人专心要主，跟随主。
We see that his heart is wholeheartedly towards desiring and following the Lord.
圣经三番四次的讲到迦勒另有一个心智 another spirit, 就是他专心跟从主。
Time and time again, the scripture tells us that Caleb had another spirit. He was wholeheartedly in following the Lord.
圣经很少这样子重复、重复、重复的讲一个人，讲同样一个特点。
Seldom does the scripture repeat the same thing concerning the same person again and again.
表示加勒整个的心真的是专心跟成就。
You discover that the heart of Caleb was entirely focused on God.
但是我没有时间去细讲这段故事哈，就是我们的巨人不光是在外面的，我刚才说的，在人生的遭遇道路上会有巨人。
And brothers and sisters, these giants that we're talking about are not just outward, not just the things that we encounter in life.
但是在我们里面也有一个巨人。
But more so, there's a giant within us.
就是老我。
That's myself.
我的自己。
My old self.
他需要被征服。
It needs to be conquered.
当加勒花了七年的时间帮别人打天下。
Those 7 years when he was doing battles with all his brothers.
他冒着生命的危险带着同伴把希伯伦打下来。
And then with his life, risking his life with his companions, he took down Hebron.
让全国太平从此没有征战。
As the entire land rested, there was no more warfare.
他终于可以住到了希伯伦去了。
Finally, he can now dwell in the land of Hebron.
哪里晓得当他们安定下来的时候
，And not to realize the moment they rested.
神叫约书亚做一件事情，就是抽签，抽出一些城来给利未人。
And then Joshua says, "You now need to take some lots, so that we're going to take a plot of area out of your land to give to the Levites."
我们没有时间去读这个经文，你回家看《约书亚记》二十一章，开始抽签的时候，抽出的第一个签就是希伯伦。
And Joshua, chapter 21, when they took lot, the very first city that it came out was Hebron.
请问如果是你，你会怎么样
？Princess, if it was you, if Hebron was yours, what would you do?
神你搞错了
God, you made a mistake.
神你怎么会这样子对待我
God, how would you treat me this way?
我们可能摔了门就走对不对我们里面有说不出的委屈
I would slam the door and turn my back on God. God, why would you do such a thing?
你知道我渴慕这个
Lord, you know I long for Hebron.
你知道我花功夫等待这个
Lord, you know I was longing and waiting for Hebron.
我花代价得着了它
God, I paid the price to lay hold of Hebron.
你为什么让我一抽签就被别人拿走了、oh,
Why is it at the casting of the lot? Somebody took it.
成为逃城了
And it became a land of the city of refuge.
弟兄们，你要去体会到这些加勒生命的伟大。
And brothers and sisters, we need to come and discover how wonderful is the life of Caleb.
他二话不说，交出希伯伦，退到郊野去住。
Not a single word, he gave up Hebron.
弟兄姊妹。金金是一定经过火炼的，而且甚至经过七倍的火。
Brothers and sisters, pure gold has to be tried by fire of sevenfolds.
摩西一直想进迦南，神没有让他进。
Moses wanted to enter into Canaan, but God says no.
加勒一直想得希伯伦，神让他抽签被别人抽走了。
Caleb wanted Hebron, and then the Lord allowed the lot to fall to someone else.
大卫一直想为神盖个圣殿，盖个居所，神不让他盖。
David wants to build the temple for God, but God says no.
施洗约翰一直盼望基督，他说：“我帮他解鞋带都不配，新郎来了，我太高兴了。”但是却没有机会侍奉耶稣，跟随耶稣。
John the Baptist desired the coming of the Messiah. He said, "The one whose shoes I'm not worthy to carry," but he did not have the opportunity to serve the Messiah.
从某一面来说，他们最盼望的、最花功夫的，好像没得着。
From a certain perspective, the things that they long for, the things that they love.They lost it. They didn't get a hold of it.
其实是在属灵里，神把最上好的都给了这些人。
But spiritually, God has given the very best to these individuals.
所以加勒能够在主的面前有这样子的表现，我说有足够了。
And Caleb is able to have such an expression to say, "Lord, if I have you, it's more than enough for me."
也是我们刚才读的经文。
It's the verses that we read earlier.
耶和华是我的产业。
The Lord is my inheritance.
他自己是我的产业。
The Lord himself is my inheritance.
不是希伯伦，不是山明水秀的地方，不是这里，不是那里。耶和华是我的产业。
Not Hebron, not the land of bounty, but the Lord God is my inheritance.
我的产业实在美好。
And my inheritance is beautiful to me.
信心的见证
And this is the testimony of faith.
伟大的得胜
And this is a wonderful victory.
这个得胜比他征服了亚纳族人还要伟大
This victory, this personal victory, is greater than overcoming the giants of Anak.
因为他在这里不仅仅被神夸，他专心跟随主，爱神。
Not only the Lord allowed him to cultivate a life that is singular towards him, to love him.
他用他的生命和经历见证了主啊，我的好处不在你以外。
And with his life. With this faith, he testified, God, my goodness is not apart from you.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神哈，在基督里把我们都迦南地就讲到我们在基督里。
My brother and sister, we thank God that as we talk about this land of Canaan, we speak of everything we have in Christ.
我们在这里征战，所有的征战都是为了更多承受基督，承受在基督里所有的救恩。
We engage in these warfare so that we may have more of Christ, more of the blessing and the salvation to receive in Christ.
每一场的征战都有特别的仇敌。
Every single battle has a unique enemy, has a unique lesson for us. But when we're in Christ, it's enough.
在他的同在里，我欢喜快乐，享受最深的满足和安息。
In His presence, I enjoy the greatest satisfaction, the greatest rest.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心。就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。